I know this is a terribly cliché thing to say on a blind date, but you look awfully familiar. Are you sure you're telling the truth about not being a model? Because that might explain where I've seen you. Even if it was years ago, buried somewhere in a J. Crew catalog or something. Really? Okay, I believe you. It just. You must remind me of someone, that's all. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be so weird about it. Moving on. If you're not a model, then what do you do? Guess? Oh no. I'm not gonna fall into the trap of making any more assumptions based on your looks. Okay, so you're a veterinarian. Well, yes, you would look good holding an adorable puppy or three. That's just charming. Okay, all right, so you're a scuba diving instructor. Well, that's not helping. Now I'm picturing you in a wetsuit. Okay. I can admit it, you are extremely attractive, and it's partially disabled the filter between my brain and my mouth. If I'm making too much of an ass of myself, just say so and I'll go, and you can tell your friend this was a complete disaster. If you can believe it, this would still be a better first date than some I've had. Actually, which friend is it that we have in common anyway? You never said. I mean, I do have a couple that have been sending guys my way, but no one's mentioned you. Wait. What? You don't know any of my friends. Okay. I'm gonna leave now. This just went from strange to creepy. I have no idea how you got in touch with me. But I'm gonna go drop my phone in a river and get a new one. No, I'm not always this dramatic, but I. What did you just say? How did you know that? How could you possibly know that? Nobody knows how I really got that scar. I told my parents I fell off my bike. They'd have grounded me forever if they'd known I was playing in the old quarry alone. Hell, I'd still be grounded. Did I know you as a kid? Is that why you look familiar? But no one was with me. I didn't have a lot of friends then. We just moved to that area, and I only had. And you said your name was. No. No. This isn't happening. I'm having some kind of breakdown. I can't even pretend someone's playing a joke on me. An awful, cruel joke. Because my parents knew I had an imaginary friend, but I never, never told anyone your name. I let them believe my friend was a girl, actually, because they didn't like it when I made friends with boys. And I never told any of the kids at school that you existed. How is this possible? And why on earth would you introduce yourself to me as a blind date? Because I wouldn't believe you otherwise? I'm not sure I believe you now. What else can you tell me to prove it? Something no one else could know. But that was when I was a teenager. I stopped believing in you well before that. I was, I don't know, 8 or 9 the last time you were around. Have you always been nearby and I just didn't see you anymore? So why can I now? And I mean, are you real? Are you, I mean, I see you. I see you doing things, drinking your coffee, but I saw you just fine back then and. Shit, you spoke to the waitress. She heard you. That means you're real. You're really real. Or I'm having the most elaborate hallucination ever. Oh, shit. Where am I going? I'm going home. I can't deal with this. I'd almost rather have you just show up in my bedroom in a puff of smoke when you found a way to become real, than pretend to be somebody normal and take me on a date. I mean, this is so fucking weird. Are you magic? Are you just gonna go poof and wait for me so that I can't even get away from you? No? Good. Because it's really strange thinking you've just been hovering there my whole life, watching me do everything. Now that you're real, you're just gonna have to obey the laws of physics like everybody else. Why are you smiling? Of all of that, you latched on to the part about my bedroom? Oh, well, that just figures. Well, come on then. You're obviously gonna follow me home anyway, right? Do you even have someplace else to go? How long ago did you change? Where have you been living? And how did you get a phone? You know what? Never mind. Just come on. Yep, still going home. And when we get there, I'm going to fuck you. No reason to wait, right? You've been there all this time, watching me masturbate, watching me with the partners I've had, watching me watch porn. You should know better than anyone what I need, and I expect you to give it to me. That's where this is headed, isn't it? If all you wanted was to keep being my friend, then you wouldn't have bothered with pretending to be a blind date. So why waste time? Hell, why even bother getting home first? Come on, this way. I know a spot where we won't be seen. You do know what I mean. Right up against this wall. Oh, you seem plenty strong. Just lift me up and fuck me. Oh, my huge. Of course you would be. You're my fantasy, right? Oh, just, oh, just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, bow me to the wall. Oh, you need it. Oh, you need me wrapped around you. Oh, you need this pussy you've been aching to fill for so long. Oh, it's yours now. Oh, it's yours. Take it. Oh, take it. Oh, fill me up. Fill me up and make me yours. Oh, 'cause you're mine. Oh, you've always been mine. No one else's. Oh, no one else's but mine. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you don't have to wait anymore. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Right here. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Please, please, oh, just keep fucking me. Fuck. Fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh.
fill me up. Fill me up inside. Just keep fucking me. Oh, fuck me hard. Oh, right there. Oh, right there. I'm gonna go. Oh, shit. That was really good, actually. I can't believe we did that. But yeah, I'm fine. Just put me down. Oh, okay. Oh, well, do you have any place to go? Because you can come home with me, but if you're planning on staying more than the night, then I hope you magicked up some kind of ID when you went Pinocchio, because you need an identity to get a job, and you need a job to help me pay the rent. You do? Huh. Well, come on then. I guess we can start looking tomorrow. What did you want to be when you grew up anyway? You never did tell me.